says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of a great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. What's your treasure in life? What's your pearl of great price? I think many people today, they don't know. They don't know what's their treasure, what they value most in their lives. Or they value more than one thing. And that's where our stress comes from. When we're trying to protect, when we're after too many things that we cannot get. What's your treasure? Do you know? Is heaven, life with God for all eternity, your treasure in this life, your pearl of great price? Or you have something else? Or you have many treasures that you want to hold on to? The other principle that we learn from these parables of Jesus about the kingdom, that we as citizens of that kingdom, once we find what's our treasure, we need to be willing to let go of everything else and seek that one treasure, that one pearl of great price. See, the world tells us, oh no, you can do it all. You don't have to give up anything. Go after everything you want. It doesn't work that way. That's not the way of God. It might work for a short time, but then it won't work. That's not the way that God showed us through Jesus Christ. His great treasure of Jesus was you and I, every one of us. And he gave everything so he can give us eternal life. Now, we can agree with it or we disagree with it, that's fine. But that's the way of Jesus. That's the way of the kingdom of heaven.